In parts of Utah, the heavy rainfall has created problems for farmers. Reports show that central Utah is experiencing its second wettest spring on record, and planting had to be pushed back due to flooded fields. But in Cache County, a 10-day break in the weather allowed planting to happen, mostly on time.
In Little Cache Valley, we're not a big producer, but we think we're going to be okay.
This is Clark Israelson, a USU Extension farm advisor who specializes in crop production. He says that Utah's main crops are alfalfa, silage, corn, barley, and wheat.
We have had a little difficulty getting some of the crops planted because the storms just keep the fields muddy and we can't get in. We do have some corn still to be planted, and in a few cases, we even have a little bit of spring barley or alfalfa to plant, but quite honestly, we're really pretty happy with the way things are.
The cool temperatures during the rainy days are beneficial to pastures, barley, and wheat. Crops that prefer warmer temperatures are suffering, but are expected to recuperate once temperatures rebound.
Alfalfa has suffered a little bit, but probably the crop that has been impacted the most by cooler temperatures would be corn. Corn does very, very well with high-degree temperatures. Even though lots of it got planted timely and started to grow, it's pretty well stopped. It needs some heat.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.